وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. وقال أيضا تعالى وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. وقال تعالى أيضا وإلى ثمود أخاهم صالحا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. وقال تعالى أيضا وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the deen of Islam, and it is something which was granted to every and each prophet who came to this earth. In the end, we were grateful to have our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our prophet. And every prophet, he gave a message of iman, and the place where the iman is the heart. That is why a great pious person, a couple of centuries ago, has written a book in which he has mentioned the halat of the heart. He has mentioned three things which each of us must always keep it on our side. And before we sleep at night, we have to do the muhasaba, take the account, that in which state my heart is. Heart is a very important organ of the body. Medically, physically, scientists have proved that heart is the main organ of the body. Something goes wrong in the heart, all the other organs of the body collapse. When we see the spiritual side, the heart is a very important thing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is a piece of meat in the heart. If that piece of meat is straight, all the organs will be straight. But if that part of the body it goes wrong, then all the other organs of the body will be on the wrong path. And he said, Allah wahiy al qalb, and that is the heart. Iman stays in the heart. So he says the first thing each of us must take an account, is my heart alive? There are two things in it. One is alive, one is dead. Now, spiritually, a heart is alive. What does it mean? Am I fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I establishing the 5-time prayers? All the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do I believe in akhirah? Do I believe life after death? Do I believe the punishment of the grave? Do I believe in the malaika? Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi. Do I believe in all the books wa kutubihi? Wa rusulihi, in all the prophets? Wal yawmil akhir, the day of judgment when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take account of this life. Wal qadri khairihi wa sharrihi, whatever happens to me, good or bad, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives you something, Allah takes away something. Allah gives you health, Allah makes you ill. Allah makes you rich, Allah makes you poor. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal ba'athi ba'd al maut. And the most important thing is their life after death. That is where the argument is. Is there life? Has any person who is deceased stood up from his grave and told us the grave of punishment is such, is such, is such, what we are reading in the hadith? So this is the iman on the unseen. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. We believe things which are not seen by us, but which has been told us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. So as far as the first part, is the heart alive? Alhamdulillah, our hearts are alive. That's why we are in the masjid. Our hearts are not dead. Our hearts are alive. We fast in the month of Ramadan. Our hearts are alive. That is why we go for Hajj. We give zakat. We do the good things of the deen. If our hearts were dead, like the hearts of the kafir, the kuffar, the hearts are dead. That is why they don't believe in Allah. They don't believe in the life hereafter. They become atheists. And they think this world here, the life of this world is everything. So alhamdulillah, the first part which he mentioned, Hazrat Abu Bakr rahmatullah alayhi, that we have to see our hearts are alive or dead. Alhamdulillah, our hearts are alive. Now when somebody is alive, like for example, a young boy, he's alive, he eats good food, he goes to the gym, he runs, he goes to the marathon, he does weightlifting, he eats everything. And on the other side, there is another person who is alive, who is in the hospital. He is alive as well. He is not dead. But that person in the hospital, he's suffering from disease. He's got a heart problem, he's got a kidney problem, he's got other problems. He's got cancer, he cannot eat what the young person can eat. Both are alive. So there is a difference between the two. So he says the second stage is we have to see our heart. If they are alive, is the heart healthy? Or is the heart sick? So in the second stage, most of the Muslim population falls in. Muslims are there, Islam is there, Iman is there, Masajid is there, everything is there. But the heart is alive, but the heart is sick. Hasad, Muslim does. Alcohol, Muslim drinks. Gambling, Muslim does. In the entire world, the masajid are empty. Entire world. You travel in the countries, when you see, the masajid are empty. Take example of Nurul Islam. Nurul Islam is empty at Fajr time. How many people come? Why? Because the hearts are sick. The Muslims are alive, the heart is alive, but the heart is sick. His faith is not that much strong, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسِبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. So the heart is sick. The doctor said, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this. But people, they keep on eating, what happens? So here, the Muslim, he is a Muslim. His heart is alive, but his heart is ill. He is sick. Islam says, don't lie. But Muslims are lying. Those who are claiming benefits, there are questions there, they are all lying. All lying. If you mention the truth in the form, wallahi, you won't get one pound. And the dependence of ibadah is on halal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one morsel of haram goes in your body, your 70 namaz will not be accepted. How much we are eating every day? How much haram is going in the body? Because the heart is ill. The heart is sick. And the third state is, he says, is awareness in his life? Or is he unmindful? This is another disease of the heart. Is the heart aware of the day of judgment? Is the heart awake? وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah is going to take my account of every and each thing, even the water which I am using, Allah is going to take the account of that. Even the gaze, I'm looking at people, what is my intention? Am I looking with jealousy? Am I looking with evil to hurt him, to harm him? Allah will take account of that. Look at the countries around us. How many bounties we have got. Kitni ne'matein is mulk mein hamare paas hai. Kitni. Look at Sudan. For one moment, look at Kashmir. Look at people of Yemen. Many African countries. People of Burma. People of Kashmir. They have got nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Uncountable. But still, because that disease is in the heart, the awareness is not there that I will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will have to give account of these bounties. Man is weak. Innal insana da'if. So he makes complaints all the time. Mawasab, this is happening with me, this is happening with me, this is happening. Allah hasn't given me anything. So the question is, Allah has given you everything. Is not your eyes there? Ask the people who are blind. Are your ears not functioning? Is your appetite not functioning? Are you not functioning with the nature of the call? Pesha pakhana nahi karta. Ask people who have got constipation. Ask people who have got urine problem. Ask people whose bladders are weak. Are these not the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, why don't you ponder on your own body what Allah has given you? Allah has given you so many ni'mats. But because we are weak, and because of the weakness, we despair. Hum naumid ho jate hain. And Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. This is the quality of a mu'min. He never becomes despair. Never. In whatever situation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him. In whatever situation, wo kabhi naumid nahi hota hai. Because there is always light at the end of the tunnel. So a person, he becomes ill, he should not become despair. He should do لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ. He should go for the dawa, for the medicine, because it is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says in the hadith that for every cure, for every disease, there is a cure. But still the scientist hasn't found the cure. They haven't found the cure for every illness. And the hadith is saying for every illness there is a cure. Why? Because the knowledge which the human has got is just a drop in the ocean. He hasn't got the complete knowledge. It's just a drop in the ocean. So now when he becomes ill, he despairs. Why? Because the iman is weak. The iman should be وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. Whenever I will become ill, he is the one, he will cure me. But I will have to go to the doctor. I will have to use the source of getting the health back. But at the end of the day, my yaqeen will be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. I go to work, but I hardly earn some money. And even if I earn, all the money goes in the bills. So how will I survive? He becomes despair. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُتْعِمُونِ. He is the one who feeds me. He can feed me without sources. وَيَسْقِينَ. And he is the one who gives me what? A water. Things to drink. There are so many places there is no water. यहां पर देखो पानी 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 कितना पानी रमजान में कितना पानी आता है कितना बचता है. What is this? This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the iman on the creator is weakening. That is why the hearts are ill. So we have to come out from this disease. And what is the disease? The awareness should be always there. Whatever I am doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at me. Kuch bhi main karta hoon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And that is why every prophet who came, he came with the da'wat of tawheed. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرٍ. He says, اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, worship Allah. Nuh alayhi salam, he is giving the message. And you should not associate any partner with the creator. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرٍ. Then, Hud alayhi salam came, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرٍ. Then Salih alayhi salam came, وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرٍ. Isa alayhi salam came, he gave the same message. Every prophet gave the same message. In the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came. Now he was sent in a place which had no economy. Nobody wanted to rule. Arab. The most ignorant people in the world were Arabs. Full of fights. Tribal fight. Aaj bhi hai tribal fight. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a place
where there were less sources. Pani bhi nahi tha. Not even water. Water was not available. No vegetation. Nothing. It was a desert. And Allah, He selected that part of the world. I have to send Muhammad there. A place where people used to bury their girls alive. A place where people used to fight for one egg. And the fight used to go for generations, 100 years. Just ek ande ke liye. When the father used to die, he used to make a will. The fight with this tribe should carry on because they stole our egg. And kitni ignorant qaum. But these Arabs were the most eloquent in speech. The best speech in the world who can give is an Arab. Arabic is the best language in the world. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He selected the language of Akhirah, Arabic. Not English, not Urdu, not France, Francisi, not Gujarati, not Punjabi, not Pushtu, not Somali. Which language? The angel will ask the first question after death. What will it be? Marrab Buka. No English, who is your God? No Urdu, tera khuda kone? No Gujarati, taro Allah kone se? Punjabi mein kya kehte hain? Tera khuda kone? But what he will say? Marrab Buka. So they were eloquent in speech. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala select that place? To send Muhammad. He could send in Germany. He couldn't send in Somalia, in Zambia, in Zimbabwe. Why that particular place where the Arabs were killing each other? They were fighting. There is no source of anything. So whenever the ruler he comes, the first thing he uses is to unite the people. To unite the people, number one strategy is to implement justice. Any ruler he comes, he wants justice. They can have justice ravana ho gayi. There is no justice nowadays. Number two is the economy. Create the economy so the people, they stay in peace, they don't fight with each other, they don't fight with the government. And that is where the government, our government is struggling at the moment. The economy. That's the root of the country. Economy. And number three, you can unite with one language. When you speak here, there is multicultural society. But what is the main language? English. You go in France, it is French. You go in Arab, it's Arabic. So you can unite the community with that. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't adopt any of this. Justice comes later on. And who is the Prophet? A non-Muslim, he says. His name is, he's a French writer. His name is Haiti. He says he was born in the full light of history. Look at the comment he's made regarding the Prophet. His whole life is documented. How he was sleeping, how he was eating, how he was talking, how he was receiving the guest, how he was conducting with his wives. All his life is documented. So he was born in the light of history. And there is another writer called Michael Hart. You might have read that book. If you haven't read that book,
The name of the book is The Hundred. What he says, my choice of Muhammad to lead the ranking of the most influential personalities in the history will surprise some of the readers. Yani ye book jab padenge, the people will be surprised. Why did he select Muhammad as the top? He says, I got a proof. And what is the proof? He did not achieve knowledge. He did not go to madrasa. He did not go to college. He never attended any school or university. Or he did not achieve any knowledge from someone. But he gave the base knowledge to everyone. Non-Muslim is writing. So I decided to rank Prophet Muhammad first among the top 100. And there is another writer, his name is Gabon. He's a British writer, I think. British, Musafir? Gabon? He's a British writer. Yeah. British writer, he's writing. He says that at that time when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, Arabia was the most degraded part of the world. There was no izzat for Arabs. Degraded. Nobody wanted to rule. Even Caesar, Kisra, Rome, they didn't want to rule Saudi Arabia. No, they didn't want to rule. Because the most notorious people used to reside there. So he says that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he completed his mission and he passed away, the land of Arabia became the nursery of heroes. Muhammad created Umar, Muhammad created Abu Bakr, Muhammad created Khalid bin Walid, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Abdul Rahman ibn Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Umar, and the list carries on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka. If you can come early on Fridays, those who are free, then I can come early. Because the salah is now, the days are short. We have another jamaat after this, so we have to be here. Sawa 11 baje aaj jo free hai, so I will come early as well. Aapko aisa imam nahi milega jo kehta hai ki main jaldi aaunga. Imam only talks for 15 minutes. You can go in any other mosque. Ye ek ne'mat hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me tawfiq. Although I'm not well, but I'm trying. If one of you enters Jannah, you will take me in Jannah. I will not take you. You will take me in Jannah. Inshallah. Subhanallah.